Iran says its uranium enrichment program is for peaceful purposes only, but the United States and other countries contend Iran wants to become a nuclear power. President Bush told Sitara Derakhshesh of VOA's Persian News Network there is a solution.
I believe in civilian nuclear power. Iran's a sovereign country and they should have it. The problem is we just don't trust the government because they haven't been forthcoming about their enrichment of fuels to go into the reactor, and therefore Russia's offered to provide fuel on a contractual basis and provide fuel on a consistent basis would help solve the problem.
The impasse has led the UN Security Council early this month to impose a third set of sanctions against Iran for its refusal to stop enriching uranium. These latest sanctions would, among other things, tighten monitoring of Iranian financial institutions and freeze assets against persons or companies involved in the nuclear program. In the VOA interview, Mr. Bush blamed Iran's leadership for pursuing policies that have isolated Iran.
The Iranian leaders and their desire to, you know, enrich uranium has isolated a great country. There's a way forward. I mean, the Iranian leaders know there's a way forward, and that is verifiably suspend your enrichment, and you can have new relationships with, you know, people in the UN Security Council, for example.
After voting in parliamentary elections last week, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad again denounced the UN Security Council, saying Western nations do not understand the Iranian nation. Iran has said it will only cooperate with the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, not the Security Council. President Bush spoke to VOA as Iranians celebrate the start of their new year, Nowruz. On this occasion, President Bush delivered a special message to the Iranian people.
The people of the United States respects the people of Iran, that we respect the traditions of Iran, the great history of Iran. And we have differences with the government, but we honor the people. And we want the people to live in a free society.
As Iranians observe the holiday, some told Western reporters they hope the new year will bring big economic improvements in the country. Bill Rogers, VOA News.